Chapter 9. Prophets. It is likely that the human being known as Adam had absolutely no way of recording the details of his relationship with God. Any description of Adam or his relationship with God has been derived from stories that were handed down by word of mouth. At first thought, some might think that Adam was prehistoric and was therefore not very intelligent. Not likely. By the time God decided to put His Son's spirit into Adam, mankind had already advanced to the point of being what we now call Homo sapiens. Adam's brain capacity would have been equal to that of modern man. The obvious difference between Adam and modern man would be that Adam had not been exposed to knowledgeable materials that are available today. Since Adam's mind was not cluttered with the problems of modern human beings, he would have had more time to consider or acknowledge his spiritual presence. Throughout world history, religiously minded humans have isolated themselves from society to gain or maintain spiritual awareness. Often, persons who have little or no faith grow spiritually while being incarcerated. Why? Perhaps it is because they have less distractions and more time to think about religion. As humans advance in knowledge, they have less and less time to devote to a spiritual relationship with God. During the period between Adam and Jesus, there were certain spiritually minded persons who became known as prophets. Biblically speaking, prophets of the Old Testament were spiritually minded individuals through whom God would relay messages to those who were not. Prophets in the Bible predicted the coming of the second Adam, who was Jesus of Nazareth.